We don't have to worry about going back to where we were or trying to fit into yesterday. Like, there's such a promotion, there's such a support for advancement and the continuation of advancement. That's what I want to say, because of all that I opened up to think that it's happened again since yesterday, it's like getting very, very fast, very, very quickened. And so we want to allow ourselves the right to enjoy it. And it's really interesting, because before I pulled a card, I always pull a card, lately at least, to make sure my energy is, you know, just perfect to order to bring this the transmission forth. And I kept getting sacral, like over and over. And I thought, well, that's really interesting. I'm really just looking for a yay or a nay. And instead I'm getting sacral. But I totally get it, because this really is about enjoying these times instead of being uptight and stressed out, and we're all getting triggered because all of the unconscious stuff that needs to become conscious is like splat in our face. And so there's this tendency to like grip and be tense and tight and like, oh my God, let me hold on. It's like a roller coaster ride. But people that really enjoy roller coaster rides, not me, but I watch, I've seen pictures. One moment, everyone. They enjoy the thrill of the ride. You know, it's sort of like you see the pictures, again, not me, but you see the pictures like, no hands, here I am. So the more that we can start enjoying the acceleration and enjoying the increase and enjoying the spontaneous retrieval. So for myself, right before, they want me to share this, so I shall. Right before I did the session, I did something that was, how would I say this, very, very spontaneous in terms of like a new property of self. So if you think about like my personality self, I used to be very inhibited, not trustful of myself, that sort of thing. And so when we think about sacral and we think about enjoying the ride and letting go, it's like the more that we permit that acceleration, the more that we permit ourselves to truly understand who we are and what we consist of and what we're ready to experience, then even with all of the unconscious, the triggering, the goofy stuff occurring in the outer realm, it's really okay. Because, and here's the important part, we are learning to fly. We are learning to just be light as air. So if we remember, you know, like 87, when we first started waking up, it's like, what do they say about angels? Like don't go faster than your angels can fly or catch up with you or whatever it was. So this is the point. We're now the angels. We're now being assisted. We're now learning to let go of the past, let go of the constraint, let go of yesterday, let go of our former personality, and really allow the joy of liberation. So the joy of liberation is going to feel freeing. It's going to feel exciting. It's going to feel new. And so the more that we can allow ourselves to leave the past in the past in terms of structures, you know, how we think of reality in the world and things that we're dependent on for our survival, all this is being adjusted, but it's also the internal for us to really be aware of our freedom, of our light, of our new experience, of our new expression. So when I'm looking at us, it's like we're going to be leaping off the page. What it reminds me of is, I'm just not going to waste our time with that. But the point is, we want to get like ready, we to be spontaneous, to leap off the page, to take off. And when we talked about it being lighter, that's the quality. So if you're looking for how do I make choices, and I think it was today's daily message of, or maybe yesterday's, but making choices out of love. So how do we find that? We just look for the light. And so we want to remember in the past, we manipulated. There's nobody that did it, because you thought you were individual and you thought you needed to get your needs met. And it was almost like a chess game, like if I do this, then I'll get that, and then my needs will be secure and I'll be okay. And so what we're opening up to is that heart-centered consciousness that knows the way of the heart, that knows the way of the higher consciousness, that knows the way of our truth at last. So allow yourself, they're saying to sing. I wasn't expecting that word, but to sing is like singing those higher notes. So we want to remember everything is energy, everything is consciousness, everything is frequency. So we sing with those high notes, we're letting go of the ground. We're letting go of the fear, and we're allowing ourselves to travel. So allow yourselves to lighten up. So lightening up is I'm letting go of the old way of conduct on planet Earth. And I'm following my heart, I'm following my intuition, I'm following my light, and I'm letting go of everything else. Now, at first, it may seem ridiculous. It may seem incredibly illogical, and it actually may feel scary. If it feels like a little bit scary, you're doing it correctly. If it feels really safe and really automatic and really like nothing's changed, you're still driving the old ship. You know, you're still in the old system. You're still in the mind. So allow yourself to receive grace. Allow yourself to receive divine union. So when they're saying divine union, how do I say this? There's this like energy insertion where what we're learning to do is to say yes. What we're learning to do is agree. Now, the mind likes to understand, like, do you want to sign up? I don't know. Let me see the fine print. Let me get 10 attorneys. I don't know. Let me check it out. So we tend to be very meticulous, mind-oriented, intellectual, very, very cautious. What we're learning to do is to actually bypass that whole system and simply travel with our light, simply travel with our soul, simply travel with our higher self, simply travel with our I Am presence. I put in words and they were like, no. So simply travel with our I Am presence that's here for us to enjoy. So remember, we started with the sacral chakra, and they're back. They're like over and over again. It's like learning to enjoy this new rite of passage. So again, we're dropping the fear. For all of us, there's always this tendency to like fear to come along, even if it's new and exciting. The reason being, the mind is not going to know where we're going. And all of us at some point are going to have to let go of structure. We're going to have to let go of the past. We're going to have to let go of the familiar and trust what's inside. What we're, what would be the word? How would I say? They're saying being stationed for. Being readied, being prepared, being suggested upon. I'm just going to say being prepared. Being prepared. So the more that we understand that we're being prepared to sign on to our destiny, to sign on to our light, to sign on to our true nature, to our true understanding. So when we're talking about the shift from 3D to 5D, it's not just I don't even know what to say to that. But the important part is it's a significant transfer of faith. So you're putting faith in your light, you're putting faith in your heart, you're putting faith in the Elohim, you're putting faith in your soul, you're putting faith in your master self to deliver yourself naturally. Naturally is if you step out of the way, if you drop the mind, if you drop the past, the divine order is ready. It's all here, it's all set up, waiting for us to recognize, I'm going to say. When I say recognize, it's because it's here. We're not waiting for a bus to arrive. It's here waiting for us to recognize who we actually are. So allow yourself to receive true gifting. True gifting, everyone got a drop in your higher heart, no exception. It was like, choo, receive true gifting. So we want to understand there's a pearl of wisdom in our heart that's going to mature, that's going to manifest, that's going to blossom, and it's going to change our life. It's going to change our very existence. It sounds a little dramatic, but they're basically saying, step right up, step right up. So when is the ascension occurring? When is the shift occurring? Yes, now, in our very midst, it's happening as we will enjoy, as we will sign on. So just the way you sign on to group, it's like, you know, there's a vibration in group that gives me more than I had before. So I think I'll sign on and play along. So this is what we're doing. We're signing on to this, like, wonderful vibrational alignment. And it's, again, remembering it's for us to enjoy. So receive the higher heart's wisdom, receive the higher heart's understanding, receive love's explosion now. And they're saying that this is our new currency, is like the currency of the heart, the currency of the light. So receive love's explosion now. And they're just asking me to hold everyone in sacred embrace. So sacred embrace is, I'm just seeing everyone's I Am presence with the biggest smile on everyone's face you could possibly imagine. I mean, just possibly imagine. Everyone looks as if we're all part of some kind of like angelic choir or something. I mean, it's just wonderful. It's superb. It's absolutely superb. Receive, receive, receive. Yeah, someone's asking, can you invite someone you love into this awareness? Absolutely, of course. And usually what happens is certain people will suddenly arrive. I have someone I knew from, 30 years ago, and very often they show up in group. They, not physically, but energetically, to receive, because on a conscious level, they're not ready for the group, but on a higher level, they are. So they show up. So trust that, whoever arrives. Trust whoever arrives. Receive, receive, receive.